AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A growing number of Republicans are pushing for a deeper investigation of immigration enforcement tactics in Minnesota. This comes after a Border Patrol agent shot and killed Alex Preddy during a protest on Saturday. His father is now searching for answers. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Michael Preddy is looking for answers after his 37-year-old son, Alex Preddy, was shot and killed in Minneapolis by a U.S. Border Patrol agent on Saturday.
I can't get any information from anybody. The police, they call Border Patrol. Border Patrol's closed. The hospitals won't answer any questions.
Alex Preddy was an ICU nurse who was protesting President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown.
He thought it was terrible. Kidnapping children, kidnapping, just grabbing people off the street.
Videos from bystanders show Preddy with a phone in his hand. None appear to show him with a visible weapon. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accused Preddy of showing up to impede a law enforcement operation, and she questioned why he was armed.
We had this discussion with him 2 weeks ago or so, that go ahead and protest, but do not engage, do not do anything stupid, basically.
I'm Donna Warder.
A federal judge will hear arguments today on whether to pause the immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Much of the U.S. is digging out from a massive winter storm. Many schools are closed and power outages are widespread from the southern plains to New England. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a U.S. security guarantee document for Ukraine is ready to be signed. The Ukrainian Parliament and the U.S. Congress would need to ratify it. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A black man in Texas who was executed nearly 70 years ago.
In a case that prosecutors now say was based on false evidence and was riddled with racial bias, officials have now declared that he was innocent in the killing of a white woman in Dallas. Tommy Lee Walker was executed in the electric chair in May 1956 for the rape and murder of 31-year-old Venice Parker. An extensive review of Walker's case by the Dallas County Criminal District Attorney's Office and others found multiple problems with his conviction, including threatening and coercive interrogation tactics, and that prosecutors presented misleading and inadmissible evidence. Now the Dallas County Commissioners have unanimously passed a symbolic resolution declaring Walker was wrongfully convicted and executed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.